Now ask the expert on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Good morning and welcome to yet another edition of Ask the Experts here on News 95.7. A beautiful looking day in downtown Halifax. Sunshine, but it's still cold out there. The good news is there's just a few flurries in the forecast over the next few days and not a lot of rain. Does your basement flood when it rains? Well, if it does, today is your lucky day. Please welcome back to the program from Ridgevac Basement Systems, Corey Mosier and Chris Vigna. Gentlemen, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dan. Happy New Year to you, too.
Hope your holidays were good.
Of course.
Now, you're here for the next half hour to answer our questions about leaky basements and what to do them about them. The number 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. I guess it's been a while since we've been here, and everybody's got Christmas through their brains and everything else, and the sugar high and low and the kids and everything else. So maybe we should just set the table a little bit, Chris, and you can tell us a little bit about what it is that Ridgevac Basement Systems does.
Well, Dan, we're actually part of the largest basement waterproofing network there is in North America. And this is our only business. We're not the same guys that are shingling your roof. We're not the guys that's doing the siding and then attempting to tackle something in your basement. We have engineered, patented specific products for the basement and those nasty areas. And that's what we do every day.
That's short, sweet, and succinct, to the point. That is a great point, and you know, nothing against the general contractor guys out there. They do great work, and they're well versed in everything. But in a situation where you're dealing with foundation and you're dealing with leaky basements, really the best bet is to go to the company or to the guy that's what you do.
For sure, Dan. And I mean, when you to expand on that just a little bit, I mean, we're all things basement-y. So we do interior strategies. We got outside strategies. We've got waterproof flooring. We've got waterproof walls. We've even got waterproof ceiling tiles or heavy-duty hoses for your washer and dryer in case that exploded and ended up with a leak or plumbing leaks. Anything in those nasty environments we can tackle and take care of.
Imagine the number one question you get from homeowners out there on a regular basis is after an incident. You know, I've had a flooded basement in my past, and it's not fun. To be quite frank, sucks. Everything's wet. You got wet drywall. Your carpets are sopping wet. You know, everything's ruined. And I imagine that you get this question that I hear from people out there is that, you know, geez, I've been living in this house for 20 years, 25 years, never a drop. All of a sudden, why is it that my basement's flooding? What's the short answer to that?
It could be the water tables have risen around your house. Mm-hmm. It could be the springs that are rising up and around. It could just be the amount of water you're getting suddenly. It could be all sorts of...
Foundations move, right? That's a known fact. They're sitting on ground, and there's freezing, and there's thawing. I imagine that the best example is taking a look at your road, right? I mean, the asphalt on the road is cracking up because of that same thing, and I imagine your house is susceptible to that.
For sure, Dan. And then to expand a little bit more on what Chris was saying there, typically when your house was built, it should have had some sort of drainage type of system in place. And over time, a lot of times that drainage system, your outside drainage system, can fail. And it could fail for a number of reasons. It could have got crushed. There could be a tree root in there. Or it could have got clogged. Dirt could get into it. And therefore, when water is trying to escape through that drainage system, it's just not doing its job. So a lot of times, the system that's in place, taking water away, just isn't working for them. So now we've got water sitting outside of a hose or a foundation, and eventually, if it's just sitting there, concrete is porous, and water can find its way in through whether it's a crack or directly through the concrete. And even when your hose would have been built, whether it was, you know, yesterday with a construction worker or years ago, they should have put some sort of sealant on the outside of your foundation as well. And as you're mentioning there just earlier about the wet and dry cycles or the freezing and thawing, that sealant, whether it was tar or nowadays a lot of times in the industry they use a blueskin, that can rub off or rub away because of all the elements that is going on within the soil and that on the outside. And when that wears down and breaks down, of course, that leads to another way in.
And that's a unique, I would say, Nova Scotia or Maritime issue because of our winters. We don't have, like we're seeing in places like Alberta or in Saskatchewan or Northern Ontario, where when Christmas comes and the cold hits, it stays cold and the ground is frozen until, well, for some people, for till June. Here we get a little bit of a different winter, and there is that there's a lot of that freeze-thaw cycling happening.
Yeah, fortunately for us being in this business, it's very good for business.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't mean to laugh and such, but yeah, that's great.
Yes. Now, I got a question from somebody out there who had experienced a significant flood earlier in the year, not during the big flood in December, but in one of those monsoons that we had earlier, damaged the basement, foot of water, whatever, and hasn't had anything happen since. Now, they didn't do anything. They just took the drywall up 3 feet like they do and everything else, and hasn't had a drop of water in that basement since that flood, we'll say, in September. And we've had a lot of rain since. Is this something that builds up over time, or was it a freak accident, or did something change?
Well, Dan, every situation's different, of course, and it's how did that water get into the home? Did it come in through what we see on site? 9 out of 10 homes that we do inspect when we're on site and doing inspections is that it leaks in the wall joint, and that's where your foundation wall comes down and sits on top of a footing, and then we have a slab of concrete or your concrete floor that matches up there. So you kind of got three pieces of concrete together, and typically, like I say, 9 out of 10 homes will leak in that area. Is that where that homeowner that you're talking about, is that where it came in? Or was it maybe that their sump pump had broken down? Or was it that the electricity went off and their pump wasn't working and they weren't backed up? Or was it that they just simply had a sewage backup or things? So there's a lot of variables. And sometimes, as our specialists go on site, there are some telltale signs. We're specialists in this business, and we can pinpoint a lot of things. But when we walk into a basement and there's 3 feet of water, it's tough. Chris is really good, but sometimes he doesn't have that X-ray vision that's needed.
And it doesn't have to happen every time, right? I mean, if it floods once and you get that 3 feet of water in your basement, and then, you know, you have that big monsoon that we had in December where everything seems to flood and your basement was dry, that might lead a homeowner to say, well, yeah, didn't flood this time. Is that a danger that you see out there?
Yes, it is. And we work with our homeowners in regards to being preventative as well. If a homeowner is going to, I'll say, do a build-out within their basement, invest their hard-earned dollars and put things back to the way they were before the flood, just because it happened once and you didn't solve the problem or fix the problem, there's a good chance that it's going to happen again. We've worked with a number of homeowners that have been flooded once. 2 months later, the next big storm, they've been flooded again, or it might have taken them 3 years. And the unfortunate thing is, that's all out-of-pocket expense. They invested $50,000, $100,000 into building their basement, and now it's flooded again, and a lot of stuff is ruined. So I would say 90% of our homeowners will not sit on it. They will fix the problem and be preventative. And we even do that on new construction. On new construction, there should still be that outside excavation and that outside drainage system put in, that outside waterproofing on the walls. And now we're doing internal strategies. We're putting internal trenching systems tied to a sump pump for those beautiful built-out basements because we know eventually, 9 times out of 10, that outside system's going to fail. And when it does, they're backed up, they're taken care of, they're being preventative.
Like an insurance policy, right?
It sure is. It
now,
sure is.
You mentioned you have outside strategies, obviously, when one thinks of a leaking foundation, be it in that joint you were talking about or a crack in your foundation, whatever. In January in Nova Scotia, the ground's frozen. Do you have to wait until it thaws, or can we do this any time of the year?
With us, fortunately, for a lot of homeowners, we can tackle our job or our work and get homeowners a dry basement through the interior. And to share it with you, 8 to 9 out of 10 of our jobs nowadays are internal, and we've got a number of different solutions. So similar to what you do on the outside, we could install an internal trenching system on the interior, and that would go all around your perimeter, and you'd never know it was there, really. It's re-cemented back over. It's non-disruptive at all to your foundation and to a potential build-out in the future. Tie that usually into some sort of pumping device and capture that water and manage that water and control that water and discharge it to another place. But 90% of our jobs are tackled from the inside, and we've got the tools to do that. We have 10 different internal trenching products, and like I said before, we got waterproof floors, we got waterproof wall systems. I got a dozen different types of wall systems. What is best for that homeowner in that particular situation? We kind of joke around a little bit that some of our, I'll say the Johnny pickup trucks that are out there, if all they have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. We're not like that at all. We've got many different types of solutions.
So it's not, you're not going to have to dig up your yard. It's and to be honest, talking to people over the holidays about sort of their basements and such, because I don't have one, I live in a building, that's the biggest fear, is that, you know, they spend a lot of time and a lot of effort on curb appeal on their house, and they're concerned that, you know, okay, well, I've got a small crack. It doesn't leak a whole lot. It just, there's a run down the middle of the floor to the drain. I run a dehumidifier. It seems to be fine because I don't want to dig up the outside of my house.
For sure. Let's expand on that a little bit more. The outside, homeowners have, whether it's a pool, whether it's a driveway, whether it's asphalt, whether it's concrete, whether it's the front stoop, whether it's a beautiful back deck, whether it's a beautiful tree that's resting beside and they just don't want to tear it down. Well, to do things properly from the outside, now don't get me wrong, we do that work. But it's a lot easier, it's a lot less expensive to tackle from the inside. So to tackle a particular job from the outside, all that has to be, for lack of better words, torn down and removed. And typically, one of the things that we notice here in Halifax, for instance, and even some other areas in larger cities, is that the homes are so tight, so close to each other. So really, look at Halifax for an example. How do you get an excavator in between some of these homes? You just can't. So I guess you can appreciate the fact that if we got to put a few guys in there to dig with pick and shovel, it's going to take a while. Of course, there's a lot of labor hours, and that inflates the cost too, right?
Absolutely. And you don't want to dig up your neighbor's flower beds because they may not like that very much.
Not at all.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. Everybody is kind of out there considering, well, you know, the real estate market, I just read a story yesterday, is expected to make a turnaround here in Nova Scotia over the next little while. Should I be concerned about selling my house if I do have a wet basement?
No, Dan. I mean, just to back up and prelim this here a little bit, is that, you know, there's a lot of negative side effects to having a wet basement, or we call it in our business those nasty crawl spaces, those dirt floor basements. And the leading, I guess, aspect is it that there's moisture or water that's in there. And some homeowners say, well, it's just a little bit of water on my floor, no big deal.
I'll put the washer and dryer up on a block.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's all good.
Exactly. Yeah, things are in storage tubs. Not a big deal. Well, when you actually dig a little bit deeper, there's a number of side effects that come with that, such as dust mites. That's the number one indoor allergen, and then that's created when the humidity goes up, and there's a nasty environment, and that can go through your home. The other one that, you know, there's a lot of buzz around is the word mold. And of course, mold needs a few things to grow. And number one is food. Realistically, that's what's in a lot of basements, being an organic material like wood, drywall, even some of the organic fibers that are in your pink insulation or batten insulation. Well, mold likes that, but it also needs humidity or moisture above a certain relative humidity degree. And when, or percentage, pardon me, when we work with our homeowners, we try to keep that relative humidity at around 55%. Once it goes above that, we create an environment, not to say that it will happen, but we're creating the environment that it could happen. And then we start to see the mold. So we've been in many homes that we would look up at the ceiling of a basement, and there is white stuff everywhere. There's black stuff everywhere. And 50% of the air that you breathe on your main floor comes from your basement. So if you got a problem down there, yeah, probably got some issues upstairs, or you're breathing that nastiness in.
Not to mention you, but your pets, your kids, everybody that comes to visit you is all dealing with this bad air.
And for sure, Dan. And just to go back to your previous question, you know, is it a problem? Yeah, it's a problem, but can it be corrected? It sure can. We have oodles of solutions. And really what it boils down to, I know from our standpoint, is we connect with homeowners, home inspectors, realtors, or whoever on a regular basis. And we go in and we do an inside inspection. We'll do an outside inspection. And we'll open our computers and work with that homeowner to build a plan on what's best for them. And when we leave, that homeowner knows the exact cost. There's no hiding prices or anything like that. We work with that homeowner and build the plan together based on the solutions that we have available.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. We need to take a break. The gentlemen from Ridgeback Basement Systems are here. If you have a question, this is your chance. Free advice on the Saturday. You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts. I'm Dan Ahlstrand, your host, and our friends in the studio today, Corey Mosher and Chris Vigneault, from Ridgeback Basement Systems. They're here to answer your questions. If you have a leaky basement, this is your chance. 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. Before the break, we were talking about wet basements and people just kind of saying, whatever. No big deal. I'll just run a dehumidifier downstairs. Not necessarily, Chris, the best solution. Corey?
For sure. I mean, when we look at dehumidifiers, I'm not saying that they mask the job, but we haven't fixed the job by putting in a dehumidifier or stopped what's going on. I mean, first and foremost, what needs to be done is we need to tackle that groundwater seepage. That's what we call it in our business. So there's water coming into the basement. We need to cure that. Now, as a component of that, we always recommend a lot with our dehumidification devices. We have, or let me just back up another step. When we look at dehumidifiers, there's the standard household.
The one you buy down at the department store, plug it into the wall, turn it on 6 and walk away and it freezes up like a block of ice.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. You beat me to it, Dan. With that in mind, I mean, they don't do the job. They're not powerful enough to circulate the air in and around that basement. Their motors aren't strong enough to dehumidify. And they're great for, I'll say, your upstairs living room. But when you get down in that nasty environment and there's oodles of humidity or oodles of pints of water in the air, they just don't work. And we see that a lot. Even though some homeowners, we've installed full perimeter systems inside or done some outside excavation work, but the air interior, the inside air in their basement is still a bit damp. And that's when you need to add that dehumidifier in place. And we have a special one, like within our toolbox, and it's called a Sani Dry. And actually, that dehumidifier, it's a basement air system. It doesn't only take the moisture out of the air, but it also cleans the air. So it has an air filtration that'll take out the smallest of mold micron directly out and clean it and filter it and release positive air, good air, once again. So again,
it attaches right to the furnace?
No, actually, it's a separate unit. It's a dehumidifying, like its own unit. And with that, it can stand still. It self-drains, which is really neat.
Most people forget about it, right? You go and you figure, okay, I'm putting this dehumidifier downstairs, and if it doesn't turn into a block of ice, you can tell, speaking from experience here, the first couple of days, you're really cool because you get to see all the water come out in that big bucket, and you dump it out or whatever. But half the time you forget about it, the thing just sits there anyway.
We did work with one homeowner a couple years back, and he had a flooded basement because of a dehumidifier. It overflowed and it didn't shut off. He did have a self-draining one. It wasn't one of our products, but it didn't shut off. So all the moisture and everything that was in the air. Now, I'm not saying he had 3 feet of water, but he had some damage to his flooring and everything that was there because it flooded.
Telephone number is 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. We've been kind of talking or focusing a bit on finished basements and what one would perceive as being sort of, you know, the concrete and everything else. But there are still some, a lot of houses in this part of the world that have those dirt floor basements or those crawl spaces that are underneath the house. I remember last time you were on the air with us before Christmas, I shared my grandmother's house for an example, and I'm not even making it up. She used to, she had an old furnace down there, an old, those octagon or octopus furnaces, and she used to let the cats go down there and do their business, and that's really all it was. You mentioned bad air. I imagine with that kind of a basement, that bad air is an issue.
Absolutely. And then when we look at dirt floor basements or crawl spaces, I mean, the only, in my opinion, the only difference between a crawl space and a basement is the height, 4 feet versus 8 feet, let's say. But one of the key things is dirt floors. And dirt floors are usually associated with a crawl space. Now, what happens with that dirt floor, it allows a lot of humidity or moisture to come up into your basement environment. And just going back to our previous discussion, I mean, a lot of air that you breathe comes from your basement. So all those issues are relative and go right up through. So we can tackle those. We tackle those on a very regular basis. And when we look at it, going back the same as we would tackle a basement, we got to take care of first and foremost is groundwater seepage. And is there water coming in? So we got to capture and control that water first off. And number two is we need to seal it off from the outside air. Now, what I mean there, let's hypothetically say you had a broken window or your door to your basement was really, really bad and you had outside air coming in. So in the wintertime, well, we know it's cold. Minus 25 yesterday, that cold air coming in, well, it could freeze your pipes. It could be an issue there, all that sort of stuff. But in the summertime, it's just as worse. We've got huge humidity on the outside that is now coming into your basement, increasing the humidity on the inside in the basement. And I've actually, and I know Chris has been in basements that it's been raining. There's that much moisture in the air.
And that's rotting your floor joists, the whole nine yards, right?
Absolutely. You're running into many structural issues and structural concerns. Then we'd actually want to, we'd want to seal it off, I guess, from that outside air. In addition to that, we want to seal it off from the earth. So we want to seal the ground and seal the walls. And then we want to, for our final step, is dehumidify.
Just before we go any further, we've got a call I'd like to get to before we run out of time. John's on the line with us, and John, they fixed your crawl space.
How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
I want to thank Corey and Chris for the wonderful job they did at my cottage on the South Shore of Nova Scotia. I have had a crawl space that was a dirt floor, and it was a mess. So at the end of the day, I got a beautiful spot, but, you know, you'd fall through the floor. It was that bad before I repaired it, and then I Googled Ridgeback basement systems, they came in, solved the problem. The floors used to be cupped. They're hardwood floors. They were all cupped. After the year, they're almost perfect. They're back to perfectly being level. So,
there
I just
want
to thank
them. Hey, John, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Kind of nice to hear that kind of stuff. And that's something else you think about. We're talking a lot about air. We're talking off a lot about, you know, mold and everything else. But laminate flooring, hardwood flooring, if you've got this kind of nastiness in your basement, that's he said it's cupped. That means it's kind of it's turning into a U shape, is it not?
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's a lot of issues, I guess. I thought, if I remember John's situation directly, it was pretty rotten. And that's all from that moisture that's coming up through. And we've worked with other homeowners, similar situations as John's, that you take a step and your foot almost goes through your main floor. And of course, you got hardwood, you got wood once again, which is an organic material.
Yep.
That, it rots out. We get structural issues with all that and mold, and it's just a nastiness of so many kinds.
Just about out of time, guys. Best way, if I'm suffering from one of these things or another ailment in my basements, what's the best way, Corey, to get in touch with you guys to maybe have a look at it?
Probably the easiest way is via our website, and it's www.ridgeback, RIDGEBACK, basement, BASEMENT.CA, ridgebackbasement.CA. All of our information is on there, and actually it allows our homeowners to see a lot of what we do. It allows our homeowners to see some testimonials that are going on. There's a lot of, we're all out there. There's a lot of information on our site. It's very descriptive.
How long do I have to wait? I know you guys are busy, but can you get to me soon, or are you that busy?
Yeah, we are busy, but we work with our homeowners and we try to make it happen. And what's really neat is we send out quite a bit of information before we meet with a homeowner. So it could even be a simple thing as a book to educate homeowners about what's going on. And a lot of our homeowners that we have worked with, of course, we all have competitors out there, but they said we're well worth the wait.
Corey, Chris, thanks for your time. And we're done another edition of Ask the Experts already. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. We're back very soon, so stay tuned to News 95.7.